I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Vermont Public Service Board held a hearing this morning about a new agreement between Vermont Gas Systems and Governor Peter Shumlin's administration. The deal means utility customers would pay less toward the pipeline. Critics say it's being thrown into the process at the last minute to influence the board. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The deal was signed by top officials at Vermont Gas and the Department of Public Service, and it requires Vermont Gas to shoulder at least $20 million of its $154 million pipeline project without asking ratepayers for help. Under the agreement, the company can seek ratepayer reimbursement for the other $134 million of project costs. But Jim Dumont, who represents AARP in opposition to the pipeline, says the new agreement came after months of hearings, testimony, and other legal proceedings.
And apparently, to the Commissioner of Public Service and the President of Vermont Gas, those are minor technicalities. They want the board to rule in their favor based on unsworn allegations, without cross-examination, without any opportunity to respond.
Vermont Gas President Don Rendell says the agreement is entirely appropriate. He says filing it with the board is part of the company's continued commitment to openness with regulators and to achieve savings for customers.
It is so appropriate for Vermont Gas to continue to make progress on this project, to continue to work with our regulators to find ways to bring more value to our customers.
The Public Service Board is in the process of deciding whether or not to reconsider its approval for the pipeline after its cost estimates went up nearly 80% last year. Dumont says the deal, which was announced October 7th, is a last-ditch effort by the department and Vermont Gas to keep approval for the pipeline.
Number one, it's unfair. And number two, what it tells us is Vermont Gas and the commissioner are afraid. They are afraid that if we play this game by the rules, they're going to lose the game.
Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia said when the deal was announced that part of the goal of the agreement was to pressure the board for a speedy ruling.
One of the other reasons we wanted to do this was to let the board know that there needs to be a timeline, because otherwise the project is in jeopardy based on time alone.
Despite the project's uncertainty, Vermont Gas has continued construction on the pipeline throughout the summer. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.